There it is. There's the barcode being beeped at the supermarket. The barcode is 50 years of age today. It was created in 1973, and it's across 1 billion products worldwide. Amazing. Maria Palazzolo is the CEO of GS1, the executive director, and joins me now. G'day, Maria. Good to talk to you.
Good morning. Nice to be here. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, thanks for talking to us on Good Friday. I know it's a busy day. We couldn't do it without it, could we, these days? It's a star. I remember when self-guided checkouts came to supermarkets about 10 years, and I thought the world was going to end. But it's now it's easy, and they work beautifully, mostly, don't they?
Yeah. Mostly they do, yes. It's become second nature, I think, to consumers to do self-checkout. But imagine, 50 years ago when every single product that was going through the checkout, the checkout operator had to actually put the price of the product in the register because there was no means by which they could scan a barcode. So
1 billion products across the world. And I guess what goes with it is hardware, software, technology, and people being able to use it, and consumers being comfortable with it, with its accuracy. But you guys are now looking at the next generation of this at GS1.
That's correct, yes, and not just at GS1 locally in Australia, but across the world. So there's a project, if you like, an initiative that's now going across most of the world at the moment, where by 2027 we're going to see a lot more QR codes on products. Now, you're familiar with the QR codes, and consumers and your listeners would be familiar, because during COVID we all learned what a QR code was.
We did.
And we became really, really comfortable with actually using our phones to scan that QR code. Mm. So you're going to steadily see a progression of the linear barcode, which is the barcode that everyone's familiar with on the product today. You're going to see that transition and transform into a QR code.
Yeah.
And why is that so important for consumers? Is because it's going to be able to be used by your mobile phone to scan the barcode itself and get all sorts of information about the product that you're about to buy. And ultimately, it's going to help you make really good choices about the products that you buy, because suddenly you've got all this information at your fingertips about the product.
So where we see, you're right, I found the QR code for a COVID login extraordinarily fast and accurate. In terms of location, and somehow I always wonder at the back of how the back of house, how this all works, and how much sort of data loading or whatever it is gets ready. Mm-hmm. But we also see them in restaurants and in cafes. You can order your food using your QR code. You can QR code a property that you're walking past, and it'll take you to a website and you find. So all of that. What's the next part of this, Maria, in terms of the sort of information that QR codes can access?
Yeah, so and I just mentioned that consumers are going to be able to scan the code and make wise choices about the products they buy, because they're going to be able to see the provenance of the product, the traceability information about the product. They're going to be able to get the batch number, the use by date, and even more importantly, things like allergen information, which is really important to people who have allergies. So it's going to be this wealth of information that you can access by scanning the QR code, which today, if you actually scan the code, you know that it's a, I don't know, it's a Heinz baked beans product, and you're going to pay $2.50 for it, and that's all you know. That's pretty much all a consumer, and that's all you're interested in. But in the future, and the future is now, by the way, it's not that it's not like it's so far ahead, because Woolworths have already started putting QR codes in all of their own branded products. If anyone shops in a Woolworths store, you'll see it.
Yep.
And you'll be able to get batch numbers and use-by dates for those products, which will tell you as a consumer, this has only got two, shelf days left, for instance. So maybe you don't want to buy that. Yeah. Lots and lots of information that you can access via your phone, in addition to it taking you to a website where you can get other additional information. And you're 100% correct, behind the scenes that nobody really sees or really cares very much about, to be honest. there's a lot that goes on, from a computer system to make all that work and to manage all of that data so that it's accessible by you, the consumer, whenever you want it, however you want it.
Yeah. All right. Great to talk to you today on Good Friday. We'll throw the phone lines open, and people are welcome to make comments. Appreciate your time today, Maria. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Maria Palazzolo, and she is the CEO of GS1. So they're looking at taking, and I've noticed the QR codes in Woolies, on Woolies products, and now taking the barcode to the next level. I reckon that, and I'm sort of in between generations here, older generations still aren't sure about QR codes and barcodes and internet security. And also, they often want to know how these things work. The younger generation don't care how it works. They just care about the application and being able to use it. But QR codes are going to be expanded and made bigger, better, and stronger. I'd love to hear from you today. And I suppose the other one for us, so can we play the scanner noise again for us? Have a listen. Here's the scanner noise. So that's a scanner at a supermarket, isn't it? What are some of the other instantly recognizable electronic sounds?